evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night, 8-4-2022. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Now, in a world, you see, in a world where the Red Chinese now have surrounded, all right, they have surrounded Taiwan. They let old Nancy go. And what the heck was Pelosi doing over there? My best guess is that Nancy was going over there to try to make a deal to bring over the Taiwanese, chip makers possibly to California to make their top line chips over here in case the Red Chinese take them over. I suspect that she was communicating some kind of an idea of that manner, which perhaps her husband would then be involved in the financing and purchasing of rights or buildings or, you know, some kind of a way to assist that. I don't know that, but I suspect that. My best guess. She also is there to perhaps act presidential, because she may, in her mind, think that she's going to be the next president of the United States, all right? Because Biden is there sitting in his basement or wherever, and Kamala's just lapping up a sleeve or storm somewhere else with her husband, and Biden couldn't even do the little meeting with his top toadies the other day. So, at the meantime, leaked FBI document labels extremists, okay? You have the Betsy Ross flag, or you talk about the Second Amendment, or the Gadsden flag, or the, which is different from the Don't Tread on Me flag, okay? That other imagery such as that, and we remember all of the documents we've had over the years since, the days when the Arizona FBI put out all of the stuff. If you believed in the Second Amendment, if you thought that there was a conspiracy, a worldwide conspiracy to take over the world government, okay, which is in the United Nations Charter, by the way, or if you thought that there was some kind of a movement to take away your guns and all of that, or, you know, it's just like anything. Let me just put it this way. The FBI is a Luciferian scumbag, communist secret police, okay? Luciferian scumbag, communist secret police is what they are. If there are good people in there, then go get a truck driving job, okay? You might make as much if you manage the Walmart, all right? And do some good in the world. So what they're trying to do, Project Veritas had a whistleblower. The documents, you know, all of these different symbols, then you are a militia violent extremist, all right? I suppose if you read the Declaration of Independence, which, you know, I had to read it right now again, but, I mean, it's just like following symbols are used by anti-government, anti-authority, anti-government, anti-authority. Well, who's going to believe in your government when you just did a coup d'etat against Trump with your Comey, all you people, and you lied to your own investigators, McCabe, all of you? Huh. And you tried to destroy Trump, a sitting president of the United States. So nobody believes in you anymore. If you have Punisher skulls, oh boy, well, that means half the veterans, all the veterans like the Punisher, you know, the movie and the stuff there, the Punisher skulls. Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. Anything with anarcho-capitalism. Electrical resistance symbol, Molon Leib, come and take them, was popularized by Spartan King Leonidas. All those, if you say those words, then you are an MVE, militia. Calling it violent extremist. No, FBI, you are Luciferian communist secret police scumbags. Luciferian secret police communist scumbags. You guys helped to kill Kennedy. You guys helped to kill JFK. You're head of that wonderful organization. J. Edgar knew that it was Mr. Bush who was involved with the CIA, okay? Knew all about that stuff. You guys knew all about it. The only problem is you young FBI agents are dumb people. You have had the same bad education that everybody else got. You also said another person is that if you talk about Ruby Ridge and Waco, you're as potential militia violent extremists. Well, your Lon Horiuchi shot a mother with a baby suckling at her breast. And all because somebody, in an attempt to get Randy Weaver to go to Tattletale and to be a snitch on the so-called Nazis up there in Idaho, all right, Coeur d'Alene and different stuff, and he refused to do it, then somebody kept hounding his butt to saw up a shotgun, saw up a shotgun, saw up a shotgun. And he did it. He was 1/8 of an inch or 1/4 of an inch too short. And then they arrest him for doing that. And then they change. If you don't remember, I recall, I met Randy Weaver. I sat down with him with Bo Greitz and our favorite, what was our policeman's name from Arizona? The good guy, the real good guy, moved up into Idaho or somewhere, something place up in there. Oh, God, I can't think of it. Anyway, I'll just go on. But anyway, I met them, talked to him for a brief moment or two. And he was a decent man. And he won his case. FBI, he won his case in federal court against all of you people. And Bo Greitz and Officer Jack McLam, they arrested you guys. They threw a citizen's arrest warrant over the wire and arrested you guys. Okay, do you remember that? No, you young ones, you don't remember that. You better ask somebody. But you guys are now Luciferian, communist secret police scumbags. And if you're a good guy in there, then get out. Get out while the getting's good. Because you people are going down the road with Red China. Oh, yeah, Ray Ray. Ray Ray's got the $90 haircuts, all right? And then, Booty Bootich. Malibu Bodie Bodich, who covered up sensitive investigative units, covered up that the third person there who was with the two Muslim husband and wife who shot up the meeting room down at the courthouse. And then when the chief of police chased him down the road and they caught up, a third person jumped out of the car and ran down behind the houses down a creek, and the cops caught them, and that was the last time you guys ever let that chief of police talk about his own city, his own cases. And as an exchange for that, Buddy Bodich got made what, number two, number hup, 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 or whatever, number two or number three. And you know, you had old Sammy Weaver. Was walking his dog out in the, you know, in a rural area in the mountains, and the dog starts barking at the ATF for hiding in the bush, and then the ATF shoots Sammy's dog. Sammy shoots back, not knowing who they are, and then they kill Sammy. And then Randy Weaver's wife killed by Lon Horiuchi, a piece of crap. Lon Horiuchi's a piece of crap. Shot the baby while the mother while the baby is suckling at her teeth. And oh boy, that was a big deal, right? Well, we got over that. Now you're back to your wicked ways, FBI. It's ridiculous. No such, are you people? You're now going down the road of Lucifer. You're now taking the Luciferian path. You are now no longer anything but an enemy of the United States. You guys are the enemies of the United States. Not those who would listen to the Declaration of Independence or hearken to the Second Amendment or to the Constitution. You guys are the ones that are not constitutional. You guys are the ones that are surveilling everybody. You guys are the ones that are Luciferian pieces of crap communists. Declaration of Independence. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. You know, there's a lot of facts dealing with that. You guys took out Trump. You guys are the ones that gave the false list. You guys are the ones that were reported and should have been prosecuted. Comey leaked information to the newspapers, lied to other federal investigators, lied to congressional committees. McCabe, oh, you let him off the hook, but he should have been arrested for lying to federal agents. And then you got the two lovers, the girly and boy lover, and all the different ones. All you DOJ, all you people are scumbags. And I'm going to tell you what, you're going to destroy this country. You're already destroying it. You're destroying the First Amendment, Second Amendment, all the amendments. You are no longer operating under the Constitution. You have presided over the stealing of an election. You're allowing the Red Chinese to pay $1.45 billion to Hunter Biden and John Kerry, allegedly John Kerry's son also, okay? Why did they give them that money? Why is that money given to them? Why are they still getting money? Why is Brother Jim, the big guy, still getting his 10% from the Chinese companies, the very energy companies, allegedly the very Chinese energy companies that paid Hunter Biden and Bob Alinsky and all the different people that we have pictures of Red China Joe meeting with them? Why is it that he gets to have all of his money from the Chinese while we go into a situation where we might go to war with them, and then all of a sudden he don't say nothing, and then all of a sudden they're shooting missiles over Taiwan and landing in Japanese enterprise zones near Japanese islands? All of this stuff is just getting crazy. Meanwhile, we got all kind of army. We got thousands and thousands of troops in the primeval old forest of Poland right now. We got tough dudes sitting over there and that are our troops in those areas, probably not far from Hitler's wolf's lair and all that, those ancient big Polish forests. And we got our guys sitting there ready to fight the Russians with pea shooters and snipers and all that kind of stuff, all right? You know, if you look at it and you look at what's going on, I mean, if you read Ezekiel about going up to the land of the unwalled villages, and if you read the Bible, you don't see the eagle appear very much anymore, do you? You don't see it, but I'm going to tell you what. This is to hearten you. This is to give you hearten. This is to make you feel better, all right? This is to give you a better idea of what's going on and how you should govern yourself. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, Psalm 91, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers. Under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold, and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. And they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to read another psalm right here. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice. This is 97. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. Fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord. At the presence of the Lord of the whole earth, the heavens declare His righteousness, and all the people see His glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images and boast themselves of idols. Worship Him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth, thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. And light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks to the remembrance of holiness. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you what. If you're not on fire for the Lord Jesus, then you should be. Our Father in heaven sent him down, sent his only begotten Son down onto the earth to experience what we all experience here and for to suffer all that he suffered and then to take up and be there to wash your sins away by his blood. Repent of your sins, ask the Lord Jesus to come into your heart and to be your Savior. And he will do it. He will start to feel it. And not all the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, the EIEIOs, the DHS. Remember the DHS? The firefighter from Junction City made a videotape of his presentation back in the 90s. That videotape surfaced. That videotape said, and here's the little DHS training little shitbird, you know? I'm sorry, but that's what he was. A little bitty pipsqueak, a little Napoleon trainer saying, that the founding fathers were terrorists and that Jesus was a terrorist. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Under Comrade Mayorkas, Comrade Mayorkas, the commissar, yes. You guys need to either get a job trucking or you need to stay in and you're going to reap your own whirlwind. Because I'm going to tell you what. You are tares, and when the Lord Jesus sends his angels down, the tares will be plucked out of the ground and separated and thrown into the fiery furnace. Do you hear your career dissipation lights? Do you see them in the background of your mirror? Do you hear it? Na, 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 na. Blink, blink, blink. Every time you go out to have your drink in your war wagon, oh boy, and you've got your tailored this, your tailored that, and the $300 shade sunglasses, and oh, you got all the latest and greatest on your hip and in your rifle bag. Well, when you go out there, I'm going to tell you what. You're going to take one little look in the mirror every time when you shave. You're going to say, you know what? Lord Jesus is coming for you. His angels are going to jerk you out of the ground because you are tares. You think you're the good guys. You ain't the good guys. You ain't the good guys anymore. If you're not with the Lord Jesus, if you're not with him and our Father in heaven, then you are not going to last. Because I'll tell you what, you love all these red Chinese people, and now you're talking about how the red Chinese might have to be doing something. We've been telling you, Quayle's been telling you for 30 years. I've been telling you for 18 plus years. Others have been telling you the same thing. We are too late. We are too late to repopulate this country with all the factories we need to get all our stuff. 97% of all antibiotics made in red China. Well, don't you think you better get on the Fishmox Fishplex and to order some for your fish tanks right away? Don't you think that if Red China can going to starve out, they can just blockade Taiwan? They've already shown how quick they can do it, and they can do it. Taiwan could hit back, but then that would be a pancake. Now, I will say this. The Taiwanese are doing everything they can been and have been for months preparing for a guerrilla war against the red Chinese who are landing. But you see, we have U.S. Marines, or did have, on those islands. We got Navy and Marines in Penghu Islands and in other islands, all right, with the Taiwanese Marines. But I'm going to tell you what, one carrier group, we could knock out their carrier and some of their ships. We could launch on Beijing, you see. But I'm going to tell you what, they would take out our carrier group too. But then if you get in a nuclear war, then it becomes ICBM city. And did you see their jet bomber, their big, the new Chinese bomber? Got the hypersonic missile right on the bottom of it. Got the hypersonic. Whoosh! Boom! 5 minutes later, there goes DC. Whoosh! Boom! There goes Quantico too, by the way. All right? What do you people think you're doing? You're going to usher in a red Chinese dictatorship in the United States and send people to concentration camps and starve the American people, deny the American people the ability to travel, the right to freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of religion, and to petition their government for redress of grievances? You're going to try to come and take their guns? If you wear it, use a Betsy Ross flag, which was the flag that was during the Revolutionary War, or the Gadsden flag, which is a different one than the Don't Tread on Me and yellow flag. That's not the Gadsden flag. The Gadsden flag is red, but with those same kind of symbology in it. If you want to eliminate Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, all of that, then you guys are the scumbag people. You're the scumbag people, the secret police, doing business for the New World Order Luciferians, who are under control of Lucifer and the fallen angels who are already on this planet. So one can assume that you guys have sworn allegiance to Lucy the Grand Poobah, you know? Well, let me tell you what. Lord Jesus is the real, true CIC. I follow him. Others follow him. All right? Now I'm going to say this. We have a situation where if you're surrounding Taiwan, surrounding Taiwan that, and then shooting missiles over the island of Taiwan at Japan, and then Japan no longer being able to count on the United States, Taiwan no longer being able to count on the United States, you know, as an ally to defend against Red China, and with Red China Joe receiving through his son, don't you know, $1.45 billion and $30 million here and $10 million there, allegedly, then you have got a situation where the Red Chinese have bought a president of the United States through his family, have bought him, and now we're going to give it all up. We don't have time to make the factories that will make the chips. If the Taiwanese chips are not being provided, then we don't have a space station. We don't have our top of the line spacecraft. If we don't have the lithium ion batteries, we don't have that lithium. Like Red China Joe gave basically to the Red Chinese, gave it to them in Afghanistan, and then gave the Afghans $83 billion worth of war materials and, you know, weapons and every kind of thing, aircraft, all of it, armor, to protect the Red Chinese lithium, gold, and oil mines, okay, and oil wells. And they get a cut of it. And, oh, yeah, he shows up and hits Zawahiri. Well, I'm telling you, the Al-Qaeda that are in the Afghans would just as soon gotten rid of the Egyptian Zawahiri. They got a new young leader who will stay in the caverns and stay in the old mountain keeps. Oh, man, I just can't believe it. Meanwhile, we still have the Zulu 82 up. And then after the Zulu 82 the other day, they had a loony balloon was up with it, too. Further west of Yuma, you see. Ah, ladies and gentlemen. The McKinney fire in California is getting very, very close. 4 people died, 1,000 been evacuated. And let me just say this. To the old friends, the old Stagecoach Stop, may the Lord Jesus protect your Stagecoach Stop, your farm, your herds, your precious dogs who protect the herds from all of the predators. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil, and may he provide you shelter against the fire. And Lord Jesus, if it be thy will, abate those fires. Send the rain to abate the fires and put them out. Because I'm going to tell you, Lord, as you well know, Lord Jesus, that the Luciferians are loose on this planet. And they're trying to destroy the United States, one of the last free vestiges of anything on the planet, where at least we had the Constitution and the Bill of Rights for a while. And after World War II, we had the over 50% of the industrial output of the planet. And now it's being destroyed, having been from then destroyed systematically. Well, isn't that interesting? Well, anyway, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will protect my friends on the old Stagecoach Stop from any of the fire, the smoke, or any of the things. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus, and all those that are in the floods, whether it be Las Vegas or Arizona or Kentucky or wherever the floods may be at this time, St. Louis or wherever, may the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. May he smooth out the rain, and may he wash down the water down the rivers and out of your area and dry out your area and bring it back above the floodwaters once again. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, it's kind of interesting, this Indiana representative, Walorski, she was a good woman. She was a U.S. representative. And it's interesting how the state police have all of a sudden changed the thing. Yesterday they said that the car oncoming came and hit the SUV that they were in head on and then killed them. All right? And she's from that district up there by South Bend and Mishawaka and Elkhart and all of that up in there in Indiana. She was pro-life, too. And I'm going to tell you what, isn't it interesting that her aides, I believe one of them, her district director, Republican chairman, was driving. And they're the ones that went into the other lane head-on and hit the other car. And then one thinks about MK Ultra and about all kind of possibilities. All kind of possibilities to take out key people in the Congress that were pro-life. And in Kansas here, you never seen so many people who tell you that they're Republicans in the big counties here near the big cities, all right? In Johnson County, Kansas, and in Wyandotte, all of that, they are nothing. They're not Republicans. They claim they might be, but really what they are is they are Democrats, demon rats. And they want to kill babies. And so in Kansas, the amendment, which would have turned it back to the legislature to determine the law of who, of where, you know, an abortion is available or not available, okay? Or at what time periods, or if at all. That all it was doing, say, it's not guaranteed in the Constitution of the state of Kansas. And it never was. But that was a lost cause. Not a lost cause, it was a lost contest against that. So it's kind of interesting that this pro-life, really good, decent woman, that she gets taken out at this time right after the fight in the Supreme Court, etc. Now we've watched the Zulu 82, which is what? It's a drone that can stay up 69,000, 71,000 feet, as light as a feather, but it's big. It's 82 foot long. Has every kind of possibility of every kind of microphone, camera, video, every kind of thing. And also, it has the ability with lithium ion batteries and solar to run that thing almost indefinitely up at that height. And is able to see line of sight from space, that's near space, see right down there and see everything going on our West Coast places. And we had different stuff over from Friday on, like possibility the letters they're creating on the flight charts, where they make their zigzag or they make their flight. And if you see what the symbol or letter or number they create with their flight path, before they go back sometimes and zigzag over it to erase it, we have seen MRSO, or some say M3CO. And then today it was 5O, okay? The other day we had Hourglass 00 Hourglass, or 8008. Is it going to be 8-8? Is it going to be 8-8, August the 8th, when something goes down? Is that when the stuff goes and flies? Is that when you're going to see, perhaps, for real, Taiwan get attacked? Is that when, at this very same time, that Russia goes for the Ukraine and goes in wild weasel and attacks with heavier ordnance? And all the way, when they go in to fight a war, all the way, even against all the populations. Is that when we're going to see it? Will we see here? Will we see hypersonic missiles come in and go, whoom, boom? Will we see that? Will we see that in major cities or go bye-bye? Or pop overhead with little Kimmy's satellite, pop out and do 2MP weapons and take out the entire power grid? Texas's power grid is pulling today, supposedly, over 81, 82, whatever they're talking about, gajillion watts or whatever, and that it's possibly getting ready to collapse in Texas the way it is. Well, who do you think is creating the weather warfare? Who do you think is doing that? Because the loony balloons could do some of it, They could do lightning strikes now, do you not think? They're on a much bigger platform from outer space. The Zulu 82, that it can't go boop, 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 and pull something down, start a fire, you better believe they can. Oh, I'll tell you what, Lord Jesus, there be a line commander. If there be a line commander in the U.S. Air Force or in the U.S. Navy that's got ability to put jets up there and to go to look at that dadgum thing, to go up and take a look from your max ratio or where max thing in terms of your altitude, will you go up there and take a look and will you fire one, fire two, will you take it out of the sky if it be a red Chinese evil thing that is giving information all the way back to Beijing, giving information to their submarines off the West Coast, and also then via them to the Russian subs. Will you do that? Will you send somebody up and take a look at it? Will you send a TR-3B? Will you get in contact with the old MMB? Last time I saw them was at about 500 feet above a corner in Prairie Village, above a corner in Prairie Village, up 95th Street, above, I'm not even going to say that. And they were there, and I told you all about that on air. I told you about how, as I was coming home that night from picking up food at a restaurant, came down a thing, and we saw all these police cars surrounding a white-on-white truck with no plates, basically, and with two guys in it. And then we came down that way, away from that, and came down the street, and then I looked up, and there was the triangle. There was a TR-3B Tango Romeo 3 Bravo sitting over that intersection at about maybe 500 or 1,000 feet. I could see it clearly. I could see the lights on the tips, and I could see the big light underneath the plasma, the engine light. Silent, sitting there silent. I did not have the camera to do it. I had to go through the light and go on. But I saw it. Others in my vehicle saw it. We're getting ready, ladies and gentlemen, to go down a path that Lord Jesus has told us about. And if the time were not short for the elect, there would no flesh be saved. You want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and welcome, believe me. A bit of gold, a bit of silver, a check, Federal Reserve notes, whatever it might be, can be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And Lord Jesus, may he return it to you 10,000-fold and protect you against all evil. And to my old friend, this is what he always says. Sent in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, the living Son of God, who has come in the flesh. 1 John 4, verse 2. God bless you, brother. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I get weary, I get tired, and I'll tell you, after doing the fight for so long, whether it's me, Brother Quayle, who's fought even longer, on air at least, I've been in this game going against the Luciferians, going against the New World Order since 1972. 1972. Many of you weren't born then, all right? I mean, I read the books. I met different people. I took the Spotlight newspaper in the day and all of that. Went to meetings to hear people speak. And I've known all kind of people over the years. Bo Grides, Alex Jones, Brother Quayle put me on the air. Terry Reed, all kind of people. Red Beckman, met a lot of different people, all right, over the years. Jerry Hughes, all kind of good people who were Americans trying to stand for America against the New World Order and the Luciferian scumbags. And now they start to come. For everybody, I'm going to tell you, it's up to you to help to keep big mouths like me on the air. People like Brother Quail, who's been on for 30 years, keep him in the air. Keep him doing his stuff. Keep him doing and finding out. I'm telling you, Brother Quail's archaeological teams in Mexico are finding everything that is exposing the ancient history of this planet, which shows that the aliens were involved directly with people many, many years ago. Not last week, but many years ago. And the hybridization of babies and all the different kind of things. And seeing it in stone artifacts. You can call Brother Quail at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. I'm going to tell you, they can still get you gold, silver. They can get you high-quality night vision. They can get you radiation detectors. But while you can still get any of Brother Quail's books, the publishing houses can't even quote him how much it would be to print a book now. They have a shortage of paper, a shortage of ink. They can't even do basic books or novels or hardly anything. They can't quote him a price. So while you can still get them, call and get any of Brother Quail's books. The Giants book, Angel Wars, all the different ones. The Empire Beneath the Ice, how the Nazis really won World War II. Xenogenesis, changing men into monsters. All kind of things. Terminated. The end of man is near. If you want the premise of the promise, all about the love of Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, then get premise of the promise. But get anything that you can get. If there's still any of the Weather Wars books left, or Aliens and Fallen Angels, I don't know what's left up there at Brother Quail's office. 406-586-4840. Or you can go and click through at stevequail.com. You tell them Old Hawk sent you. Tell them Old Hawk sent you. And while you're at it, say a prayer for Brother Quail. Say a prayer for Brother Quail, for the Lord Jesus to protect him and to keep him provided with all kind of wherewithal, sustenance, and the ability to continue on. And of any lingering effects from any of the health issues he had when he had the COVID and all of that, may the Lord Jesus provide Brother Quail medical miracles and protect him against all evil and give him prosperity, give him prosperousness, and allow him to continue to fulfill his mission. If you have any ability to help the Nunamakers who have the Bible, the Indochina Bible Project, the Indochine Indochina Bible Project, Dave and Debbie Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R. They get Bibles and songbooks printed in the mountain of Indochina, the different countries up there. Their little villages, they all have a different dialect. They all have a slightly different dialect or language. And they're getting the Bibles printed in their dialects, the songbooks printed in their dialects. And then they're teaching them how to minister to people. They're teaching them the Bible. They're reading the Bible. But it's going up there in, 20, 30, 40, 200 Bibles, that kind of stuff at a time, through the back mountain roads and passes, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, Burma or Myanmar, and the Shan states of China. I hope some of them are getting in there to Kun Sa's people. Let them read it. Two different tribal languages and Bibles. I'm just hearing of a recent trip. 200 Bibles, 150 songbooks have been distributed. And the itinerant ministry of preaching, teaching, and distribution of the Word of God to new believers who are on fire for the Lord Jesus. Any kind of assistance you can give them, send it to Indochina Bible Project, or Nunemaker, Nunemaker Bible Project. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, 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 Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker, Nunemaker, or Indochina Bible Project. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, PA, 17067. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And let's get some Bibles to those who are on fire for the Lord, wherever they may be. Oh, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, it's just incredible. Just incredible. All the stuff going on all at the same time. The other thing that I've seen that's interesting, and this ties right in with what we're just talking about, ties right in with it. American Military News, Special Operation Commands orders 75 crop duster attack planes worth $3 billion. Okay? U.S. Special Operation Command has chosen L3 Harris Technologies to supply up to 75 attack planes based on a crop duster aircraft in a deal that could be worth $3 billion. Huge win for the country's sixth largest defense contractor, which in recent years has looked to grow from a Florida-based electronic supplier to a lead contractor of high-end weapons and a disruptor among its larger peers. So I'm going to tell you, the rugged stable platform will operate permissive environments and austere conditions around the world to safeguard our special operation forces on the ground. I agree with that, that that is the possibility. I also agree with what that is they could also be used to hunt Christian patriots, veterans, Christian patriots, Second Amendment people, all those people the FBI, the secret police FBI is talking about, and hunt them down and try to kill them. But now if they're going to use them against the Red Chinese or against the Russian Spetsnaz, many of whom are already in this country. We've told you about that. We've told you about all of them that came in and how they're being hunted and how we're trying to surveil against them, but a lot of our surveillance craft are overseas. And you see, you can starve out, if you're China, you can starve out Taiwan. Put a blockade around them, nothing can get through. Then you'd have to have a U.S. fleet try to come in there and go toe-to-toe with Red China right next door and try to take out all of their aircraft, their planes, their nuclear missiles, all of their stuff in order to get booed into Taiwan. And what is it that the Zulu 82 had today? Apparently they had 5-0 as the 5-0 Hawaii 5-0. Is it now time for the United States to drop back and to put up a defense and ring around Hawaii, the Hawaiian Islands? Okay? Is that now time for that to become 5-0 of that and to protect the Hawaiian Islands because it's the 50th state? Or is it the 5-0 in the sense of we're the cops now, that maybe we need to like protect Japan, South Korea, all the different things? We got all kind of troops. South Korea, we got them on the ready. We got all kind of troops in the Polish, Lithuania, Estonia, Latvia. We got them all over there. You got our F-22s are in England to defend against the Russians. Well, they were in Elmendorf, Richardson. That's a little closer to Russia than the England is. You see, we're getting picked blind. We're getting taken away. They're getting rid of army. Why is the U.S. Army getting rid of 60,000 soldiers? Because they won't take a vaccine that's experimental, that has already destroyed so many people all the young, healthy people, all the people dying in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and now the five-year-old kids in the children's hospitals who they're giving the same stuff to. And now those kids are going wild. And now young girls by the hundreds and thousands are now getting Tourette syndrome, you know, making the noise and saying the curse words, which are totally unnatural to them, and having tics and all kind of stuff. So 75 crop duster planes are worth, that's all great, fine, and good. But I think they'll be used in the United States. All I know is Brother Greg Evenson, I think him, and I think another man that's famous to some people, Boom Boom McLaughlin, who had been a friend of JFK and had guarded JFK, but then was given a plum job on a spy ship. You know what that was? It was called the Maddox, who the NSA and all those people say, oh, that was all just a hoax, you know, to start the war and all that. No. They took, and here it goes back to Red China, they took, allegedly, stay-behind spies on up in estuaries into Red China to plant them into Red China, and as they started to leave down, they got discovered, and the Red Chinese gave orders to the North Vietnamese patrol boats to attack the Maddox. And then LBJ himself, when there was one Marine aviator saying, we're going to go in and take them suckers out, and then LBJ said, stand down. You will not go in to help them ships and take out the NBA ships. You will not do it, or I will personally have you keel hauled. That was LBJ on the radio that day. So the New World Order Lucy's, they wanted to start another war. Now they're going to get ready for two or three more wars all at the same time. And then they're going to come up to the land of the unwalled villages to take a prey, to take a spoil. And I still say, as I've said for a number of years now, I believe they'll take out our power grid and some of the key cities and military bases. Dmitry Dudeman said much the same. Henry Gruber said much the same. And the Chinese and the Russians will be in it together, at least for now. And the Iranians and the Venezuelans. And guess what? Now the drills start in August in the Caribbean and the South Atlantic and the Pacific off of Venezuela, with the Russians, the Chinese, Iranians, Venezuelans, and probably some others. And they're going to be moving around with the Cubans and all that stuff out of Cuba, Venezuela, and they're going to have nuclear weapons, and they're going to be ready to go. And Red China Joe will have the COVID, probably still, don't you know, and be in his basement somewhere on Rehoboth Beach, all right, getting him a suntan out the back door or whatever there, probably. And the FBI will be trying to chase you down because you went to a meeting at your child's school to protest against queers trying to rape or kill or train your kid to be queers or to you know, to be, that the, if they're white, they're racist. If they're black, they're victims. If they're Hispanic, well, who knows? They're just supposed to work, you know, for everybody else. I don't know. But this country is about done. Put a fork in it. About done, put a fork in it, done. But the only thing is, in your area, in your locale, I told you years ago, if you're listening to this show and if you're with the Lord Jesus and he's with you and you know that and he knows that, and together you are formed as a bond, and you know that for sure where you're going to go. If you were to lose your life on this planet, you'd have everlasting life with Lord Jesus in heaven, with our Father as well. If you know it that well, then in your area, you are going to be the leader for Lord Jesus to help protect and defend those areas until the angels of the Lord Jesus can come and come down and take these people on. And then at Armageddon, an army of 200 million men. Who do you think that's going to be? It's going to be the Red Chinese there, isn't it? And some others. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. And I was going to say one more thing tonight. As well as to harden and supply your main residence and do that and put stuff in your vehicles, you know, food and water and have it ready to go. Always have your bug out bag when you go and put it in your trunk or in the back of your car so you can grab it right away. But if you also have a bug out location, a hunting camp or fishing lodge or just a cabin in the woods or a place that you own where you have a lot somewhere and you can put a tent up, then you need to be doing that and being ready to prepare to supply that area. And then I'm also going to say, find at least one or two more bolt holes or little bitty places to hide around your area and in your area or in your city or town, just outside of town, wherever it is. Could be a cave, it could be a hole in the rock, you know, that kind of thing. Or it could be like a basement of a building that's no longer used, in the basement, like of a factory, an old factory. It could be in the basement of a church or basement or inside of a, I'll tell you, a good place that I wouldn't mind hiding would be in a old school Carnegie made out of brick public library somewhere, some little town that had all the books, has all the stuff, all the technologies, have all the things codified from our history, from our culture, from our industrial processes and all of that stuff. Mathematics, all of the things that you would need to learn, and that those book stacks would also provide some kind of protection against radiation and fallout and that kind of stuff. Find at least one other two places. I've told you before, some of these older bridges over rivers and stuff they have down below on one of the old concrete or stone pillars, a lot of times they'll have a door. Go inside the door, it's locked. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your business, your home, your Bill of Rights, your Constitution. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. If it be thy Lord's, we'll strike blows tonight against the enemies of the Lord Jesus with your high-tech space weaponry. Ben Dingle Rangers, I know you're good. And old Mickey Lapua. Mickey, you can hit them from 1,500 yards out, baby. Stay on the optics. Road and track and L. May the Lord protect you against all evil. And may he also show you the ways of the martial arts, the rifle, and also all of your schoolwork. Do it all this summer. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Keep old Hawk in mind and say a prayer for me while you're at it. My old body can use it. Good night.